AWR. Powered by SID Media.
It is 11 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. We are going to be joined by Xolani on the line. I hope he is already on the line. Good afternoon, my brother.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You're speaking to Zama this side at AWR.
Yes, Lama. No, thanks for having me. Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Very well, thank you. Welcome at this point. Well, you are going to be talking to us about a carrier this afternoon.
Yes.
Which carrier should we look at today?
Well, we should look at just becoming a chartered accountant, and that's the profession I'll be talking on today.
Fantastic. Wow, that's a hard one, eh?
Well, it's perceived as a hard one, but I hope it's not going to be intimidating. Many people will be attracted to it because we should have more CAs.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes. All right. So you will take us first from the strengths that are needed for a person to actually pursue this career, and then I'll then allow you to actually go through it.
All right. Look, in terms of this career, I think the strengths really that are there is someone who's got an analytical mind. That's why, for example, one of the things that you have to have in your matric is mathematics,
mm-hmm.
not maths literacy, but actual mathematics. So you have to be good at analyzing, not so much of an extreme genius in numbers like an mm-hmm. actuary, but really understand numbers and have a love for numbers. But you also have to have a love for communication. So both spoken communication, but also written communication, because you'll have to translate those numbers into actions, into words, so that you can help business leaders to make decisions.
Yeah,
that's another thing that you have to like. Of course, you'd have to be a person of integrity, because you know many scandals that we hear is when greed comes in, and of course people who work with numbers, if they don't have integrity, they really get easily tempted and start being creative about the numbers. So you have to have that. But lately it's becoming clear that you have to also have a passion for people also, because you communicate with people, you work with people, you manage teams. Yes, some CAs can be specialists and just work alone, but you must know that about yourself so that you know where you'll be able to work, whether with just people or just as a specialist alone. You got to know that.
There's two types of work environments. It's either a person by themselves or they will actually engage with people on a daily basis.
Absolutely, absolutely. You could sit and just be an analyst that everybody goes to when they need you to analyze numbers and write reports, or you could actually be leading teams that go and audit, or you're leading a financial team, you're a financial director, you're leading a team in an office environment. So you must inspire those people, you must lead those people. So that's where leadership and people skills come in.
I see.
But I think all of us need to have some people skills, because you must communicate whatever you've analyzed, but some more than others, yeah.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, what process does one have to go through then to actually get to the point where they are now a CA?
Well, it can be a 7-year journey. It's a longer journey. Basically, the first step really is to make sure that you get a university entrance matric results. So it means you should have at least, I think these days they call them levels in terms of how you pass your mathematics. So you need to have at least a level 5 mm-hmm. in mathematics, together obviously with the national senior certificates in matric, get a matric exemption. I don't know if they still call it that, but you need to get a level 5 in mathematics. English obviously is very important. Funny enough, you don't really have to have studied accounting at high school to become a chartered accountant.
Is that so?
No. I mean, really, it's about being able to be good with numbers, which maths gives you, and being able to communicate, which English gives you. If you do accounting, it really gives you an advantage. I mean, I did accounting in school, so I enjoyed the first and second year because it was like another high school. So some others who didn't do accounting may struggle a little bit, but because they've got maths, they can analyze, and they've got English, they're able to grasp it. So it's not a needed thing to do accounting, but it gives you an advantage. And of course, once you've gotten those results, obviously you get into a university. that is accredited by SICA, which is the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants. They do normally visit universities and publish whether they are accredited or not. So always check that on the SICA website, because some universities would have been accredited the year before, only to find that they say they're no longer accredited. So it's very, very important for you.
Yes.
And then when you do that, you then go into university, you go and study a BCom or Bachelor of Accounting Science, depending on what the university calls it, which is really a 3-year degree. And then after that, you then do what they call honors, or what they call CTA, which is Certificate in Theory of Accounting.
Okay.
So depending on how you're doing it, you could do this thing on a full-time basis. So you go to universities where you go full-time and you attend, or you can do a part-time basis. For example, UNISAS. It might add another year where you do it in 5 years in terms of your degree and your CTA. But, you know, time flies, you know, really time flies, and it's worth it. And then when you're done then with your university and your CTA, which is your BCom and BCom honors, the equivalents, you then, and this is where you cover courses like accounting, auditing, taxation, financial management. In your early days, you'll also do computational math. So that's where the math comes in. You do some business law. That's where it also comes in.
When
you're done with that, you then move on to get into a training contract. So this is what we call serving articles. So it's like a learnership program, an internship, where you go to an audit firm if you want to end up being practicing in public practice, or you could go to accredited institutions like banks where you can go and serve your articles. That's normally 3 years where you do articles. This is still part of training. So I always urge people to see articles as still part of their studies so that you're not discouraged by some of the salaries that you earn.
I see. So one would be doing articles and thinking that, no, they're already in the career, now they're working, but it's actually still part of acquiring training.
It's really still part of your training. Otherwise, you look around at your fellow guys that you finished university with who didn't do articles, and you think you are behind. But you are still in school. You are still learning. You're still acquiring skills.
Yeah.
Eventually, you'll catch up and surpass them, but don't be discouraged, right? And then during those 3 years, you then write what we used to call board exams, which really are called, there are two qualifying examinations. The first one is the initial test of competency, which is ITC, which we used to call board one. That you normally write after you finish your CTA. So you normally write it in the first quarter after you've done your 4 years at university. While you are doing your internship, you write that. And then the second one, which is assessment of professional competence, which is really the second board exam. You normally write that now 20 months into your training contract. Remember, the training contract, which is the learnership or articles, is 36 months. So 20 months into that, you then write the second board exams. And then when you are then done, you then at the end of that, you go now and register with SICA. You are now a chartered accountant, and the world is your oyster.
Wow, man, it's a journey and a half, I must say. I'm thinking 7 years. It actually very much like a MBCHB, if you think about it.
Oh yeah, it is. Except there's no blood and all those things during your training. It's less traumatic.
Yeah, there's no blood on the floor.
Yeah.
Tell me, Kolani. Yeah. So now you're a CA. But did you personally always wanted to go this direction?
No, I didn't. I didn't know about being a CA. I didn't always know that because of where I grew up. I mean, we knew about doctors because you could identify doctors when you go to hospital and other professions. So I didn't always want to be a CA. But, you know, as I spent time in the library back then, we used to go to libraries. We didn't Google. So I'll go into the library and I read on careers, and I kept on seeing this CA. It appeared everywhere. Now, back then, it was important to get into a profession where you think there are more job opportunities. So I didn't even know about it, but I knew that this thing appears a lot. So I started reading a lot about it, started meeting other people who looked like me, who were pursuing this thing. And I thought, okay, it sounds like something I can pursue. And back then, there was a big drive to attract more black people to become CAs. So there's some opportunities for bursaries. So I started reading a lot around that. And that's how I ended up being a CA. I really stumbled across it.
Wow. Actually, that's quite nice. It should encourage some young person there to say that, you know, you may not have dreamt about it ever since you were in grade two. But if it comes to you now and you feel this is the way to go, please pursue it. It should be important to actually do it. Mfundisi, I see a pastor here who's coming. That's why I'm saying, Mfundisi.
Yes.
A pastor who's literally just about to come in. What would be your favorite thing about the career?
I think my favorite thing about the career is that it's not a destination in it on its own. It's a means to an end. I mean, it opens up so many doors. I mean, can you believe I'm a chartered accountant, but I'm running an operation in international logistics. You know,
that's exactly where I wanted to get to say how does logistics connect with the CA? It's strange.
So if you think about and this is the value of that 3-year training contract, where you are actually, because basically what you are doing, especially if you're going into the auditing side of the training, you for 3 years, at least 4 times a year, you are walking into new companies that you knew nothing about. You read a bit about them, you audit them, and then you express an opinion. There you are learning how business works. You are learning how to help people manage their risk. Now that training, it makes you a better business leader and a better business partner, because business is about taking risks and then creating controls that manage them. Who better to do that than a CA who's trained 36 months to do that? So it opens those doors where you are really able to go and run businesses. You are able to run your own business if you like, and you now marry the numbers and the risk thinking and the business thinking with actually how to run businesses and run processes. So it doesn't limit you. You can be in sports and be a CA because it's a business. You could be in media. You could be anywhere. So it does that. It opens so many doors, but it's up to you and your character and your drive on what you do with the key that you have in your hand.
Beautiful, beautiful. Earlier on, you actually mentioned that, you know, one of the things you had to look at is this thing in demand? Am I going to get a job here?
Yeah.
I suppose this was many years back, but how is it like today?
Look, today it is still very much in demand, but I think what technology is doing is that we are needing different things from chartered accountant than we needed back then. Needed them to spend a lot of time preparing financial statements, spend a lot of time helping you audit and sift through financial information. Now, technology makes it possible through artificial intelligence to actually pull out the information that you want, audit it, and pick up exceptions. You now need people who think strategically, who can then apply their mind to what the data is saying rather than capture the data. So it's starting to need a different breed of CAs who are going to partner with businesses. So you start seeing CAs being asked to also look after IT and also look after HR. So you still need them because they are thinking, business process thinking about how to manage risk, etc. But you are needing different things from them so that the profession is still needed. And that's why SAICA spends a lot of time to actually future-proof the profession. They are looking at how do we change the training contract so that CAs remain relevant. So there's an active role that SAICA is playing to make sure that we remain relevant and respected. I think it's very helpful. It protects the profession for the future, but it also protects the business in the country and worldwide, because CAs are, in South Africa, are ranked, I think they're number 2 if they're not number 1 in the world. You can work anywhere, really.
Oh, that's great, actually. Very great to hear, I must say.
Yeah.
I hear you talking about SAICA. Does one get automatically registered to SAICA as soon as they finish their articles, or they must physically say, okay, guys, I'm done, can I now be registered?
You actually must go and register with SAICA. It's not automatic, but it's easier when you're a CA because, there's nothing more you need to do except to go and register. What normally happens, obviously, is that the companies that you work for, if you finish your articles and decide to continue working instead of starting your business, they naturally pay for those registration and they expect you to have registered, so they drive that. But obviously, if you start your own business, you also then need to go and register with SAICA. you know. So you need to register, but it's not a difficult process.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And lastly, my pastor is, I'm saying pastor.
Anoint me, anoint me.
Yeah. I think you're going to be a pastor, Kana. I really think you're going to be a CA pastor. lastly, can one work throughout their life, or do you have a lifespan like in other careers where at 65 you now have to put your gloves down and call it a day? Or you can continue until you're actually literally saying, you know what, I'm tired now, I'm 75, guys, I don't want to continue anymore. Does it have limitations there?
No, it doesn't. Look, there are obviously limitations in terms of the formal employment, because if you're formally employed at 65, you have to go to retirement.
Yeah.
But the knowledge and experience of CAs, and you've got to understand, I mean, if you look at the JSE, a third of JSE directors are CAs. So that's mm-hmm. the wealth of knowledge and experience in business that can't just be attained overnight. So what you normally end up having CAs do is that they sit on boards and they sit on audit committees where they really know age restrictions because you're not formally employed. Mm-hmm. They sit as advisors, you know, or you could start your own business and start being on the advisory panel, even the advisory panel for the president, the country, all these policies that people are formulating. You need people like that who've got that intelligence, almost like judges who never really retire.
Yes, you know,
depending on your skill. Mm. And it's not even about the money. It's really about adding value, because the money you'll make, you know, but it's about, you know, you've got all this knowledge and you really want to contribute and mentor other executives by sitting on boards and driving the conversation and the agenda there. So, geez, you could work till you're tired.
Yeah. And then on a personal note, are you planning to work until you're tired?
I am, but in a different way. I think one still has a lot to contribute to this country and this continent, and it doesn't always have to be done in a formal employment.
And I think
exactly that way of saying, what else can I do to give back? What else can I do to bring up other people and also learn from other people? Because, you know, we've got people we must mentor, and you don't mentor them with just what you know. You've got to interact with other people, even at 80.
Beautiful. Well, Xolani, we want to thank you so much for your time as always here
thank
at
you,
AWR. We literally completely appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you, Zama. Thank you to your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Xolani Sithole, who is a chartered accountant and also working as an international logistics director. And as you hear there, opportunities are limitless in that space. And you are a young person, you're listening to this career advice. Make sure that it is one of your absolute to-do list, being a chartered accountant. Of course, for more information on how to become a chartered accountant, you can always call us here or check our Facebook page. We will put up all of that information there. This feature, by the way, is sponsored by Stasa. And for more information on how to become a member of Stasa, you please visit www.stasa67.co.za, their Facebook page, Stasa67, and their Insta, or as other people say it, the gram, Stasa67. It is 29 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. This is the afternoon Maranatha Drive here on AWR. My name is Zama Malote. We're together until the hour, 6 o'clock. AWR. Powered by SID Media.